Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com, and it's there along with 26 years of essays, visit reports, and press releases relating to the network of private, parent choice residential schools and programs working with teens and young people making poor decisions. Today is January the 13th, 2016, and we're going to talk about Weston Lake Academy, a new school that's just starting up in Alabama. My guest is Dr. Mark Dennison. Good afternoon, Mark. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Lon. I'm excited to be with you.
Okay, so we're going to talk about this brand new school, the mission, the goal, because Weston Lake Academy is needed. Why is it needed? What's lacking in therapeutic boarding schools that you think you can add something to?
Well, Lon, I think one of the unique qualities of Weston Lake Academy is we're trying to establish a program that really brings a balance to therapeutic boarding schools. And by a balance, I'm talking about the four elements I think really are effective in approaching young people and their needs. And by that four elements I'm speaking of, creating a balance between the therapeutics, the academics, the residential life, and also the significance of the family intervention when a young person is placed in therapeutic schools. And that looks like at Weston Lake Academy, making sure that the therapeutic model and the academics, residential life, and family intervention are seamlessly matched and well-balanced so that it feels right, it feels well, it feels good, and it's meeting the needs of both the student and the family. And so at Weston Lake Academy, what we try to do is create a therapeutic model by using what we call relational frame and acceptance commitment therapy, including an academic approach that really is seamless in meeting the individual academic need of the student, along with a family intervention therapy that really works together, making sure that we're meeting not only just phone calls or parent services and workshops, but engaging the student completely so that they feel that it is systematic, that it works well together, that it's comfortable, and along with a residential life, that we're teaching young people life skills, not only in relationships, but with that identity that helps them engage in those most important relationships, not only with peers, not only with those in authoritative positions, but those that are in those most critical and most important relationships, and that's with their family members. So that when they leave Weston Lake Academy, not only are they better prepared and capable of moving in to those meaningful relationships, but they're also academically ready to move on into those new school settings, whether that's back in their traditional school where they were, a private placement, or whether that's collegiate. So we really focus on building this wonderful experience for a student with a well-balanced four-prong approach. And I think that's one of the unique advantages we have. And I'll give you an example.
Sure.
In the academic setting, we go beyond just the teacher-centered focus academics by focusing on the individual learning style of a student. And we develop that academic need, that academic learning experience by helping the student become motivated by the type of learning style that we use in the classroom. We use an experiential hands-on and help the student become not only motivated but self-directed and self-determined. And we prepare them for collegiate experiences beyond just the traditional high school academic approach. And we utilize learning specialists. We use, if necessary, reading specialists. We prepare them with academic testing for collegiate entrance, identify any weaknesses they have so that we can help them be better prepared. Same way with the therapy. Our therapy is designed to really help build strong relational bonds with self, identify apply any of those cognitive processes or language processes in which they may use, or behavioral processes in the moment, in the here, the now, and help really identify different ways of approaching those and looking at those and changing that verbiage so that they feel more confident and capable of really engaging in meaningful, powerful relationships that helps them achieve their needs in positive ways, not only in with the self, but in family and in peer relationships.
Okay, let me interject here and go off in a direction. I'm really curious about the family element. How do you bring the family as a part of it? Because in a residential, the family's back home and the students in the school. How do you handle that?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because I think it's very, very important in this four-pronged approach, because there's a number of different ways we do that. One is not only in the family intervention of the weekly phone therapy session, but also the on-campus experiences, which the family will have at least a minimum of four times a year in the stay of the student, which are at least 3 to 4 days. But those are powerful experiences. But there's also homework assignments that we're going to ask the parents to be involved with. The model we use is called the FIT model, Family Intervention Therapy, and it's really systematically and seamlessly associated with the whole relational frame ACT therapeutic model. So not only are our students asked to participate in emotional growth experiences in therapy, we're asking the family to participate, the parents to participate in that experience together. So they're doing therapeutic assignments together so that they're growing together and they're speaking the same language together. They're experiencing the therapeutic journey together so that there's growth together. And that allows them to see and experience this whole therapeutic jargon, the whole therapeutic walk, the whole therapeutic experience at the same time, which really makes it a more seamless experience. And at this time, we get to see the disconnects and address the disconnects and begin to heal together instead of being on different pages and different avenues and junctions in our journey together. And that allows better connection, better relationships, and better healing processes in the therapeutic experience.
Okay, let me ask about the area that you're in. And, you know, why Alabama? And tell a little bit about the opportunities you have, both for the school and for the students and families, in the location in Alabama you have.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. We selected Alabama for a number of reasons. Number one, the community here has been very, very accepting, very loving, very warm, very abiding, very respectful. They're excited for this opportunity for the students. And there's a number of academic opportunities for the students, opportunities to participate for these young men in high school sports. As part of the Alabama Independent School Association, the students, the young men, get to participate in competitive football, baseball, basketball, and other athletics. Opportunity to be recognized with the Alabama Independent School Association and achieve awards and partial scholarships. In addition to that, the family opportunities are here. Just a couple hours away, less than that, is Panama City, Florida. The beaches there are beautiful. Within 6 hours, we're at Orlando, Florida. They're at Disney World, and the opportunity to participate in the family activities. The area is rich with historical opportunities. The lakes are beautiful. Having the opportunity to participate and enjoy those recreational opportunities that abound here. Academically, our young people, we've worked with the local universities and colleges for our young people to be able to attend the sporting events that take place at Troy University. Auburn's within 90 minutes away. And having the young people be able, when they earn those privileges, to participate and go to games and be on the campuses there and have some privileges that way. but also are the academic opportunities for dual enrollment and being able to take some advanced college courses in association with the colleges and universities there. In addition to that are the rich intern opportunities with the local communities and a little further out extended communities for students when they earn those privileges for internships for course credit. And then is the acceptance of the community, the folks who have rallied around and have really encouraged the students for other or the school for students to be here and participate in the community and have the acceptance. One of the reasons that we looked at Alabama was the suggestion of some of the educational consultants that a program like that was needed in this regional area for young people, young men. And so we took that to heart, and we looked at opportunities for that. And so that's one of the reasons that we looked at the region and looked at the area, and so we decided that this would be a good place, a safe place, a nurturing place, and because of the diversity of culture and the opportunity for numerous different privileges for our young people being in this region and in this culture and in this opportunity to be accepted and to participate in the various different activities, we felt it was just a good setting.
Well, that sounds great. Now, we've about run out of time, but maybe a minute, half a minute or a minute. Some of the nuts and bolts. Is it a single-sex or co-ed program? Or what kind of students do you have? How long would be the typical stay? Some questions like that, a little bit more about the program and the administration of it, I guess.
Sure. Well, Western Lake Academy has been designed as a therapeutic boarding school for boys. Ages 12 up to 18 years old. We anticipate the typical stay would be approximately 12 months, maybe longer, maybe shorter, depending on the needs of the individual. We want to look at that on an individual basis. We anticipate that those will be a individual case-by-case decision based on the needs and the previous interventions and placements of the young person, and based on the needs that individual has. To contact us, the website is www.westernlakeacademy.com. The phone number of the school is 334-266-5220 or 1-888-KIDS. Or WLA Kids, I'm sorry, 1-888-WLA-KIDS. And you can reach me at my personal email. It's Mark Dennison, D-E-N-N-I-S-O-N, at westernlakeacademy.com.
Well, very good. We've run out of our time, but very good brief description of the program. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking with Dr. Mark Dennison with a school that's just opening up to take in kids, the Western Lake Academy in Alabama, and it's a therapeutic boarding school for boys, and we've been talking because Western Lake Academy is needed. Thank you very much, Mark. Good to have you here, and good to talk.
Well, thank you for inviting me on your program. I appreciate it, and if there's a need, give me a call.